app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. For a full day now, about a tenth of unionized General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis employees have been off the job at three specific assembly plants in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. The latest from CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
This is what happens when corporations don't take care of the people.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain led a rally in Detroit Friday evening, inviting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to the stage.
There was once a time when a union job in the automobile industry was the gold standard for the working class in America. Well, we are determined to bring those days back again.
Hurricane Lee is in colder North Atlantic waters now. It is weaker than it has been, but it is still a big threat to New England and maritime Canada. To Chris Warren at the Weather Channel.
Tropical alerts up from Massachusetts all the way up through Maine and into Canada. Some of the worst of the winds, the strongest winds expected in the morning along the coastal areas. Really from that 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock in the evening time frame. Midday wind still gusting 40, 50, even 60 miles an hour or strong.
A huge storm and dam failures have created a major catastrophe in the North African nation of Libya. There are fears of as many as 20,000 people dead in a city in Libya's east. CBS News foreign correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Down buildings and destroyed cars show the force of the floodwaters unleashed after the collapse of two poorly maintained dams following torrential rains. It's not easy for a man to go through this, said Saad, who lost his home. The devastation has been compounded by Libya's civil war, a country torn in two. The UN says countless lives would have been saved if a functioning alarm system and capable evacuation teams were in place.
The son of the notorious Mexican drug cartel chief known as El Chapo has been extradited from there to here. More from the BBC's Chris Barrow.
A statement by the U.S. Attorney General said the extradition of Ovidio Guzman Lopez was the latest step in U.S. attempts to attack every aspect of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. Joaquin Guzman, the former head of the cartel, is serving a life sentence in a maximum security prison in Oregon.
This just as El Chapo's current wife is released from a California halfway house after completing her sentence for collaborating with Chapo Guzman in his narcotics activities. Special Counsel Jack Smith asking the judge in the Donald Trump January 6th federal case in Washington to put limits on what Trump can say about that case. Gas prices averaging $3.87. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dig out Leader Housing. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Devils on the road again. Dom, thank God it's Friday.
Amen, brother. On the road, putting some miles on Wausau to Chippewa Falls. Good time last night in Wausau. Thank you, Wausau. Great to be here in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we made some friends. New friends, old friends. Dom, we're going to make some friends in Chippewa Falls today. We're in the third CD down here where Derek Van Orden currently serves.
Oh, boo.
And we are partying in honor of Oktoberfest. It is Oktoberfest, not the big one in La Crosse or the one in Munich, but the medium-sized one here in Chippewa Falls that at least gave us an excuse to target Chippewa Falls today. Okay. And then we realized the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, immediately adjacent to an elementary school.
Oops.
And I've just got to tell you, this crew cannot party within 1,000 feet of an elementary school. That's not a good fit for us. So we are at the Liney's Backyard Beer Garden at Loopy's Grill on the River. And we've got to find guests. She is a candidate. She is running for Congress from the 3rd CD. She's a Democrat. You may know her. She ran once before, but we're going to introduce you right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Her name, Rebecca Cook. Rebecca.
Here I am.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Happy Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Drinking a little Liney's.
I got a little Liney's. They were out of Liney's Original. Liney's Light. Strike is over, you know, but having a good time out here today. I grew up about 2 miles down the road from here.
Oh, really?
So this is right in my backyard.
Mom and Dad. I've told you, your parents are invited down. I will buy the first Liney's, but not Original. Because they're sold out.
They're sold out.
We got to finish up the summer shandy, though.
Right? More, to get some of that stock.
Yeah.
Now, Rebecca Cook, second go at this as a political candidate, at least on the congressional level.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I know that once upon a time you were on the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation board.
I was.
You had to step down from that, I understand, to
run
for Congress.
I did. Yeah, I served. I was appointed by Governor Evers to serve on the WEDC board, which was an honor. I've been a small business owner myself here in the 3rd CD, so I know a lot of those challenges that small business owners face. And so being able to advocate for folks, not just at their kitchen table, you know, but also at the board level as well. And so I was the co-chair for the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Committee that was newly formed under our governor, and it was awesome. awesome. So,
and what's the nature of your small business?
Yeah, so I ran a retail shop for about 7 years in the district. It was a Made in America store, so mostly Made in America goods, really working to support regional and local economies. And I ended up closing that at the end of last year, right after my run last cycle. You know, it's tough. Retail margins are very thin, and just with the rising cost of goods, it was tough to keep making it, you know, really work. And so I'm actually waitressing now at a restaurant in Eau Claire, which has been awesome and a really humbling experience. You know, there's so much dignity and hospitality work back to my roots, which was my actual first job. So so that's a small business that, so I also run a nonprofit organization that supports women entrepreneurs throughout 10 counties in West Central Wisconsin. So we've helped 39 businesses get launched over the last 7 years here in the district. And that is one of them. That's one of the businesses that I worked with. And so that's where I'm headed off to after this is to go wait tables. So
only one linies then.
Only one linies, yes.
Rebecca Cook, she is a congressional candidate, the third CD. Rebecca, sometimes you got to lose one to win one. You ran in the last race. Mm-hmm. You ran against Amy McGrath. You ran against State Senator Brad Paff. And for the Democratic efforts in totality, unfortunately, we've got Derek Van Orden in that seat.
Right.
Now, those two candidates are not running. I know you will have other political opponents in the primary. What lessons have you learned, and how are you a stronger candidate two years later?
I've learned a lot of things, and I'm excited to be back in this race and to really finish what we started. And so last cycle, I won 11 out of 19 counties. So I won Chippewa County, where we are right now, and Eau Claire County, Eau Claire being a very populous part of the district, as well as Portage County, where Stevens Point is. But I won a lot of rural counties, and I think that's the secret sauce of really getting out into communities where folks don't feel as connected with politicians. Today I was down in Vernon County. I drove up. I was at the Vernon County Fair in Viroqua before I drove up back up here, you know, connecting with farmers in the dairy barn. I'm not just standing at the Democrat booth in the expo center. I'm out talking with people and introducing myself. And I'm not sure probably the last time maybe they had a politician walking through the dairy barns and going up and shaking my hand, their hand, and talking with young exhibitors. But that's really my background. You know, I grew up on a dairy farm just on the road. And like a lot of Wisconsin farmers, we had to sell our cows because of the price of milk and competition with larger dairies, which was tough. But, you know, showed cattle for a long time, you know, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, at the Eau Claire County Fair. And that's a huge part of my heritage. And I think that's the heritage of a lot of Wisconsinites. And we're really reexamining, you know, what does that look like moving forward for rural communities and for our industries. And so so I'm really excited to be running again to really be a champion, you know, for rural Wisconsin.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Rebecca Cook. She's a Democratic candidate for the third CD. Rebecca, the women's entrepreneurship and connectivity and even walking around and meeting people, connectivity, very important.
Yeah.
Literal and technological.
Right.
High-speed internet up here is not great.
Right.
Dom's working in agreements already.
You know what I mean? What can Congress, what can you do as a congresswoman to address these things?
I think there's been, I mean, with a lot of the federal funding that we've received, there's been a lot of really great work that the PSC has been doing in conjunction, you know, with that funding. And so I think continuing to be able to get federal dollars to address this. And I also think really starting to work more with cooperatives, you know, who are going to go to get that last house on the last gravel road connected.
Yeah, those aren't the most profitable.
They're not
houses.
The most profitable, right? But, you know, cooperatives, a lot of our electrical and rural cooperatives, those are the folks that are going to go the extra mile because they are really woven into our community, not some of these bigger conglomerates that, you know, don't really finish the job but take a lot of those dollars. And so I think really being able to do that, I think also looking at other technologies. So Starlink is one of those where it might be more difficult. It's really costly to lay fiber. It's the best option. But if, you know, if we need to get it something in there sooner so that kids aren't doing their homework in Culver's parking lots, that's something that I really see as a strong option. So I think being more open to different technologies and, Yeah, and working so that we're not working in a siloed way with what people on the state level are doing and what the efforts are being made on the federal level.
I don't know if you know this about me, Rebecca, but I worked at my neighbor's dairy farm, and I did not grow up on a farm.
Really?
Oh, I used to go up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go milk the cows every morning.
Where was that?
That was in Stevensville, Wisconsin, outside of Hortonville, outside of Appleton, Fox Valley area.
Yeah, so, Eastern guy.
Yeah, so my question, though.
Only guy in the state that ever worked a hard day.
It was the hardest work ever. I swore I'd never work that hard again, Rebecca. But it is tough. And what we have here in the state of Wisconsin are lots of immigrant-migrant help.
Yeah.
It's a quagmire for me. You see in Congress, everyone's all the border and everyone coming across here and all this. But yet we have a lot of conservatives in the state of Wisconsin, a lot of farmers that are utilizing this labor.
Right.
So, I mean, how do we address that? How do we bring those folks into the light, knowing that, you know, they're being employed, quote unquote, by Republicans, the same Republicans who would potentially take issue with how the current administration might be handling border policies?
Well, and I think you'd be surprised at how much farmers are interested in having their workers become citizens. Yep. You know, maybe you've read the book Milked by Ruth Conniff. Great read, something you should check out.
Yes,
that talks very specifically about this. There's a farmer down in Arcadia within my district, John Rosenau, who is really looking at what do pathways to citizenship look like. And I think when we talk a lot with, you know, so, you know, Derek Van Orden ran a lot of commercials last time, like secure the border. And my mom would be like, the, you know, Mississippi River, the Iowa border, you know, and it, because when I think about immigration and when I look at this issue, I think a lot about the folks that are a huge part of our workforce.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the conversations I'm having are down in Arcadia and talking with a lot of those farm workers. And I think that you would be, you know, surprised at how many farmers do want to see folks get that pathway, because there's a lot of people that have been getting, like, pulled over without driver's licenses, you know, kind of.
And it just kind of snowballs.
Exactly.
It gets worse and worse and worse.
Exactly.
They don't show up. And
Yeah. So.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road. Chippewa Falls. We're at Loopy's Solana Grill on the river here. The event is Oktoberfest. The fine guest is Rebecca Cook. She's a congressional candidate from the 3rd CD. And, Rebecca, I got to tell you, Arcadia is one of my favorite cities for this reason. You drive over, it's almost like
gorgeous.
A mountain. You drive, you crest, and you hear the tap, 93.5 FM, this glorious radio station built to inform the public here in the greater Chippewa Valley. Rebecca, Derek Van Orden, where would you see the most likely attacks coming from your campaign should you win the primary? You go against the guy in the general, you get a crack at debating the guy.
Yeah.
Where are you going after him?
Well, I think we can all agree that his disposition and his character, you know, is very much not what this district represents. And I think going at him with all the different, many different events that we can call out between the January 6th insurrection, being in at Prairie du Chien Library and ripping down a pride display, you know, carrying a loaded weapon and through TSA, and now this incident with screaming at, you know, getting drunk in his official office and screaming at young Senate pages, like, that's not who we are. And I think that when it comes down to it, it's going to be a lot of a campaign built on character and who do we really want representing us in the halls of Congress, and is that who we are as Wisconsinites, and really challenging voters and the public to think about that, and to think about what we're really able to get done. You know, I'm a working class candidate. I grew up working class, and, you know, I think that's what folks are looking for, not more, you know, political antics, career politicians, you know, wealthy elites, but everyday people.
Rebecca Cook, if people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved? Maybe give a few bucks.
Sure. You can go to Cook for Wisconsin. It's all spelled out, CookForWisconsin.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. I'm all over the place all the time, so you can never say that I didn't show up. So that would be a really great place to also follow along and really see what I'm all about.
And you might have her as a waitress later.
And yeah, I might be serving you food later. So come on in the restaurant.
Thank you so much, Rebecca Cook.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck with the campaign. We'll continue to talk with you. The 3rd's a big district. A lot of lot of ground to cover. We're doing so today. At least we're getting started. Chippewa Falls, the location. Devil's Advocates live on the road. Loopy's on the river.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and low 70s for tomorrow and around 70 Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, more sun. Little heat kicks in on Tuesday with sunshine. We're into the low 80s. Chance of rain for Tuesday night and Wednesday. Right now it's 53.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, go to civicmedia.us, click on the Shows tab, click on the Devil's Advocates, find all the podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Rebecca Cook. She's a congressional candidate in the 3rd CD, and that's where we find ourselves today, Dom. We're in Chippewa Falls. The event is Oktoberfest, the 20th anniversary, and since we don't feel quite right partying next to an elementary school, we're here at Loopy's Salon and Grill. We're on the back deck out here in the Tiki Shed, and we've got the general manager, Aiden. Aiden, first and foremost, thanks for accommodating. This is a hell of a facility you got going on here.
Absolutely.
And most of all, the beautiful Chippewa River,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Aiden, sneak over on camera with us.
Yeah, yeah. Get on here. Hey, there's
how
Aiden. All right, check him out on the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the Twitters. Hey, Aiden, this is a huge facility, great facility. Volleyball courts, lots to do, a lot of river activity. What's the history of this place, Loopy's?
So it was bought by our owner right now, Loopy Clyke, in 1997. So this has actually been a bar that's been around for a long time. For quite a few years, it was kind of passed down to ownership every couple of years or so. So it used to be the White Owl. It was then turned into the Yellow Rose. It was at one point Bobby Joe's Roadhouse, and then Loopy bought it in 97 and has been keeping it Loopy's ever since then.
Well, that's 26 years. That's not a bad run so far.
No, not
maybe
at all.
26 more coming. And the fact that you're on the river, this is a river people come tubing down, right?
Absolutely. And it's actually funny. This is one of the slower days you'll ever see. So it's good that you guys came out here and we could do this. But typically on a Friday or a Saturday, this backyard would be absolutely packed. Absolutely packed.
And when is the big event? Some of the people that have been talking to us have said there's a big tubing event. When is the big river run?
So that's Fat Far. Every year it's called Fat Far. That typically falls on this.
I'm sorry, are you calling me fat? What was that?
yes, you caught that right. Fat Far, the actual, so it's an acronym, obviously. What it stands for has a couple different meanings. It kind of goes out there. But we kind of became the main bar that launches the tubing for Fat Far. That's typically on the Sunday after Father's Day or the Sunday of Father's Day. So you should see anywhere from 500 to 750 tubes on the water.
Wow.
People would be creating their own rafts and taking them up river. It's a sight to see.
And how long, I mean, how far down the river does it go? How long does the event last?
So it's just over 2 miles that you're floating.
Okay.
But typically with water conditions, anything could be ranging from 3 to 4 hours for a float.
Now, this seems like a hell of a fun party deck. I mean, you literally have a grotto right here facing the river. It's beautiful. We're literally looking at the river. But out the other side, these volleyball nets, I understand, a summer leagues. But Pat, I believe, told us you dome it up. You play winter leagues out here?
We never stop around here.
Wow.
We never stop. So we have leagues that are running all throughout the year, fall, winter, spring, summer. And obviously, we get a lot busier in the winter because limited options around here.
Right.
Never have an issue filling our leagues up. That's one thing that I was lucky enough to see the transformation through like a time lapse of photos from when Loopy bought this to what it is now. It's really amazing, the work he's put in and getting these volleyball courts put in. Absolutely crazy.
You've got 3 full-size sand volleyball courts, and we're in the tiki bar, and these have like garage-style glass doors that clearly roll up. I mean, there's netting. But you could sit here, drink a beer, and feel like you're almost a part of the game.
Well, that's the idea. Yeah. I mean, it kind of adds to the sports
rather than
feel.
Actually sweating out there. Right. I like the idea of drinking
more
and
of the observing right. The game.
And what's nice is we have 3 divisions of play. So we have A, B, and C. C League is going to be your typical bar league where people are having a couple drinks and playing volleyball.
It's warming up with a shot and a beer. That's
right.
Yep, my kind of league.
Warming up and cooling down.
Yep.
Now, it's cool to see that Loopy's been able to kind of develop a community of volleyball around here.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you watch the A court, you'll have some high-level players. And if you're just stopping out for a drink on a Wednesday night and you get to see some competitive volleyball, something you can't get.
It's real sport.
Oh,
it's not just me and Crudy out there messing around.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure you guys would probably be down here if anything.
2-man or is it 6-man? Is it?
So we're playing 6. Yeah. 3 and 3, 3 guys, 3 girls composes a team. And, no, it's wonderful to see. And we'll be playing from 6 o'clock until 11:30 most nights.
Now, do you get a lot of tourists here in Chippewa Falls? I mean, we've got a river here. You're a big party bar, obviously. But are you mostly catering to locals or do you see a good summer tourism, fall tourism? Yeah. Where are people coming here from other places or is it just us?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you go and look at the, like, we'll have the waivers. Sometimes you'll be flipping through there just as you're putting everything away. We've had people from other countries. We've had, even this summer, I saw England. I saw Australia. So we actually have a Loop Troop membership. You can look on there, and I want to say Finland. There's one guy in Finland that has a Loop Troop. He's great at marketing. Everybody knows about this place. In the summer, we'll be comprised of mostly tourists.
Okay.
Which is just because we're right on this highway.
Yeah.
He used to be, this used to be 29. It turned into Business 29 once they put the new highway in. He was worried at first that was going to draw some of his business away, but dude's a marketing genius and finds ways to get people out here.
Other than hanging out at Loopy's on a Friday or a Saturday or a Wednesday or any other night of the week, seems like lots of activities. What attracts people, do you think, Aiden, to this part of the state? Why did the tourists come here?
I would say first and foremost is going to be the Liney's Brewery that has so much history in it.
We drove by there ourselves.
Yes.
We did the tour.
Can't miss it.
Didn't do the tour, but drove, did our own tour, if you will.
Yeah, and they got tours. You can just stop at the lodge, and they got good deals that they'll show you all the different mixes that they have. And I think that is the number one thing that pulls people.
The only problem is Liney's right now has their happy hour running 4 to 6.
Yes,
and that is
saw.
The broadcast hours
right.
of what some call the greatest radio show
ever.
Well,
luckily we got Liney's here. We're pouring them heavy, so stick around.
Aiden, what sort of specials you got going on tonight? It's a Friday night. I know you don't have to try too hard to get people to come out, but October
Well, looking Fest. At it, we might have to try harder than we thought. we have our award-winning fish fry. We do with the Liney Kugel's Honey Vice is what we use for that cod dinner. That's going to bring in a bunch of people out here tonight.
Well, here's what I would say. Aiden, if the people can hear the sound of Crudy's voice and they come out here, by 6 o'clock we'll have our own special happy hour. I'll buy your first drink.
Oh nice.
If it's a Liney's.
Yes.
I'll buy it right here at Loopy's Salon and Grill. We're partying in the back. We're in the Tiki Lounge. We're
Salon or saloon?
Saloon.
We'll cut hair here.
Yeah. Salon, yeah. Saloon.
He hasn't had to worry about a haircut for some time, Aiden.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up next to this in a differing bed.
Right,
but you should see this guy with bedhead, man.
Yeah.
Not a pretty sight. Aiden, so appreciative of you and your fine staff here taking care of us. We're gonna do some Oktoberfest in here at Loopy's Salon, Grill, and Saloon, and River.
Manny Petty.
Come back with us. More Devils Advocates live on the road. Chippewa Falls.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There were no talks on Friday after the start of a limited strike against Detroit's Big Three, the first time the United Auto Workers have struck all three, but President Biden hopes for a quick end.
The bottom line is that auto workers help create America's middle class. They deserve a contract that sustains them in the middle class.
Talks are scheduled to resume Saturday. Now the latest on Hurricane Lee, heading for New England and Maritime Canada.
Conditions will continue to deteriorate through your Saturday morning in coastal New England. The winds will be picking up, and not just at the coast. They are going to work their way inland.
Jackie Jarrus at the Weather Channel. The war-torn North African nation of Libya is dealing with a deadly catastrophe, flooding.
Rescuers are still working here day and night. And perhaps improbably, almost a week after this disaster, there are still hopes of survival. Speak to us so we can find where you are, the team calls out.
The BBC's Anna Foster. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was the same for about five minutes.
It was like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road again, a Thursday. Fall in love to her hometown, 2023. I think I get close to getting
that.
Right. That's what we're calling
it.
It's
a fall in love.
And we're here in beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin.
You are in love, aren't you?
I am.
It's
well,
happened. An instant.
With Wausau. This is a beautiful town.
Yeah. Thank you.
And other than this little construction site going on behind us.
Little.
Hey, man. We're trying.
There's a lot going on.
We're trying.
It's called infrastructure.
Our fine guest, want to make the introduction. We're here in the Bull Fall Radio Studios with the mayor.
Hi.
She's Katie Rosenberg. And Katie.
Yeah.
I've heard you called.
Oh.
The Queen of the North.
Oh.
Affectionately. That's a term of affection.
That's a compliment.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I don't think Dave Obie ever got called the King of the North, so I'm going to call him up and let him know.
Yes. The politics have changed so much. We had Dave Obie on the show.
He did.
Rang his bell a little bit.
We went after him.
You aren't living until Dave Obie yells at you. I promise you.
Dave was a little cantankerous that day.
He was.
We argued about the implementation of Obamacare.
Yep.
Yeah. He got to gavel that in. It was awesome.
Well, Dave didn't so much care about the method as just the outcome.
Yes, and I took some exception to that. But here we are today.
Yeah, we got it.
Katie, this town that you're in, we see this as something of the gateway to the north.
Yeah, sure.
And we are starting our fall tour literally in Wausau, Wisconsin, because I see the importance of this area politically as sort of the last populated area, about 154,000 people in Marathon County. You've got a
You did some research.
Fine community, I believe, what, like 51,000 here
40.
In Wausau?
Yeah. 40.
My bad. It's been a year or so since I looked at the demographic map.
Well, we got a couple of like surrounding municipalities. Maybe you're including them.
Maybe
we
am.
We love our neighbors, mostly.
Rounding error. I don't do math well on the radio. But here's the point. Relative to northern Wisconsin...
Yeah.
This is the last populous.
Yeah, you got us.
And it is a vibrant city. And I've seen it in the winter. I've seen it in the summer. It's very nice. And new construction, new stuff going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the few liberals, quote unquote.
Wait, you're a liberal?
Liberal.
You're one of the few liberals in a position of elected leadership in northern Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And therefore, I heard you term the Queen of the North.
Wow, I love it. I'm going to call up Jim Payne, mayor of Superior, and I'm going to let him know that I have a fancy nickname, and he doesn't yet.
Well, it's that or T-Bone. What would you prefer?
Oh, God. I'm going queen.
Queen of the North.
That's settled.
My mom is Norwegian, so this is perfect.
She'll love this.
Love this.
So, Katie, tell us what's important. What should people in other parts of the state, what should they know about this fine city?
Yeah. Okay, so you are in the heart of our downtown, and you're seeing a little bit of change happening here right outside your window. But we have wonderful local businesses, and we have all kinds of activities happening year-round. So I'm going to tell you about my favorite ones, but just know that like there's stuff that there's not my favorite. So I'm not going to talk about golf. I'm not going to talk about other things. But we have Ribbon State Park that is 10 minutes from here. That is my favorite thing. If you are a Discover Wisconsin person, I was just leading the Discover Wisconsin host on a hike at Rib Mountain, so we got to see the turkey vultures and all of that, so recommend. Curling. We have an Olympic curling facility
here.
It's maybe 6 blocks from my house, and so if you're into that, we've got beginner curling all the time.
I've never tried it, but
that
seems like a sport I could probably keep up with.
Dude, it is amazing.
Curling, dude, you don't even do legs.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. And so I was on a curling.
Now that's the one where the stone on the ice and
the sweeping. The funny pants, all of it. Yep. So recommend that. I mean, that's multi-generational thing here.
Yes. And you can drink during curling, right?
You are required to drink during curling. And if you don't, you are then required after the game ends, the match. You go and you socialize with your team that you just played and get to know them. So late nights, but a lot of fun.
Nice.
So recommend that.
Ever get real competitive? They ever get a little cantankerous Dave Obie style?
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to imagine what kind of skip Dave Obie would be, and I feel like you would hear him bellowing throughout the ice. So I suppose so, but it's very much about decorum. So it works well for practicing your political life. So recommend. We have baseball. We have the Woodchucks. We have a hardwood bat league. It's amazing. Love it. And, of course, like all of our shops. I need to talk all about our shops. They're incredible.
My wife really likes the downtown shopping here.
Yes, you should like it. I'm the vice president of our River District, and I have been for a while. We are a national award-winning Main Street. So that was even when we still had our mall. We got a lot going on.
What about the art scene? I understand that there's quite an arts community here.
Yeah, actually, you're a little bit late. Last weekend was our outrageous weekend, and we had...
Tom's always a little bit late.
Yeah, story of my life.
Hey, man. Next time, the first weekend after Labor Day, you show up and you'll enjoy it. We had Festival of Arts. So that was right downtown. We had Art in the Park over in Marathon Park, and then our internationally acclaimed museum, the Woodson Art Museum, had their Birds and Art display unveiled. So you can still look at that. That's an opportunity for you. So yeah, we got tons of stuff. We have the Contemporary Art Museum right down here. So there's a lot going on. If you want to take classes, if you want to get tattooed, like, look at this. I got this tattooed right there.
Oh, that's
the street,
beautiful.
Right?
Great
ink. So, like, yes, we have so many great artists.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got the Queen of the North. She is Mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. She's
got
some
to spiral off, too.
Beautiful bird ink. Obviously.
We're a bird city, if you didn't know that.
You must have some affection for birds.
I do,
you have literally tattoos of birds.
Yeah.
Sleeves, almost sleeves.
See,
Why the birds?
I mean, we're bird people, right? We got a lot of cranes that show up at our rookery, and this guy is actually just one that lived in my neighborhood for a little bit, so I celebrated ruining my mayoral election by getting that tattoo.
Nice. Congratulations.
So let's talk politics.
Let's talk politics.
You've won elections in a part of the state that is known to be more red than other parts
okay.
of the state, let's say.
If you say so.
Marathon County is more red.
It is.
Wausau proper, the city itself,
yeah.
Well, it elected a Democratic mayor. What do you see the politics like up here?
So it's interesting because my entire life up until about, I don't know, 2010, I was represented by Democrats. I had Dave Obey as my congressman. I had every assembly person that represented me, starting with Tony Earle. I don't even think I was alive when Tony Earle was a representative, but Democrat. State senator was Russ Decker, right? Like every person who was elected to county office, the treasurer, the clerk, they were all Democrats, right? And what we realized after 2010 is that was Dave Obey infrastructure. So I think what we're seeing is kind of a change in how politics works up here. It's got to be based on a system instead of a person. And so I like to look at myself as part of that system, right? I have my friends at Wisconsin Progress. I've got a lot of people that are really kind of helping train people and get people excited about being engaged politically. And then you have to be brave and run. And I figured I couldn't be brave and run or tell people to be brave and run without doing it myself. So here we are.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg joining us in the studio. Appreciate you doing so. So the politics has morphed, at least in the county and up north, generally speaking. And you mentioned the politics of a person versus an organization with Obey. Do the personalities, are they as important as the organization? You know what I mean? Did Obey have such a personality that
he was so charismatic
to drive all these changes and get people to go and run for these offices and that was contagious.
Yeah.
How do you replace that with an organization?
Yeah, I don't know, but Tammy Baldwin is making a run at that, I tell you what. So he was chair and ranking member of that Appropriations Committee forever. So if you notice that huge exchange highway, you know, interchange out on the kind of west side of the city, that's a Dave Obey appropriation.
Little Bacon brought
home. Oh my gosh, we are covered at McCleary Bridge into Rib Mountain. Dave Obey did that. Nursing wing at North Central Technical College, Dave Obey did that. Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service, their whole theater, Dave Obey did that, right? So it's one of those things where like you actually see the results.
So how do you feel about earmarks then?
I feel like you need them because they get the job done, right? How do you get people to agree to vote for a budget? How do you not have a standoff every year over, you know, whether or not we pay our bills as a nation? Okay, you got to give, you need to have a discussion, right? And part of that discussion might be where those monies go. Tammy Baldwin is amazing at that, right? She's doing congressionally directed funding, I believe is what we're calling earmarks now. So we got one of those for our drinking water treatment facility. Really excited because it's a $20 million thing. So it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And Tammy Baldwin gets out with her constituents.
Oh, man.
And look at her success. Mm-hmm. I think she might be unbeatable. Certainly the Republicans haven't put out anyone viable yet. But what is her secret? I mean, once upon a time when she first ran against Tommy Thompson back in 12, I was a little concerned she might be too progressive.
No.
Since the progressive.
No.
But that has not been a hindrance. Not to her campaign, not to her success as a legislator. How does she do it so successfully?
She gets the work done. She
right.
gets the work done. I think the proof is right there. So I think that's truly all there is to it. She gets it done. And
now,
she shows up and she celebrates with you.
You know, she doesn't ever advocate for things like taking ivermectin as a cure for COVID and things of that nature.
Science-based policy. How about that?
Weird. It's so weird after Ron Johnson, you know.
We've interviewed both Tammy and Ron Johnson many times, and we've never really made national headlines with Tammy Baldwin. She seems very reasonable and thoughtful and gives good answers. But Ron takes it to a different place. Ron is also a senator here in the state of Wisconsin, and that is the juxtaposition of the state. We're both of these things.
Right.
We're cities that support fine
candidates
like you.
So now you're seeing the microcosm and the dichotomy of what we are here. We're just a smaller version of that right here.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
exactly.
And how is this microcosm different than other rural parts of the state where you got a city and then you got the rural parts?
Yeah.
I mean, how is it very much the same? Certainly Wisconsin not homogenous, but how is this different or the same as other cities with small communities or rural around?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, because of the population, you know, we have our two-year campus, we have our technical college, and we have a medical college here. So we have this educational component that is bringing more people in and getting them introduced to what we do and what we have available. You're going to see some of that in Stevens Point too, right? They have a four-year university. And I think you'll see that in Superior. You know, having that educational component is really helpful because you're bringing in different kinds of people, sharing ideas, you're bringing in university programming. It's amazing. So I think that's probably the difference between us and just your run-of-the-mill random, I don't know, city in the Northwoods. Now, I love our random run-of-the-mill cities in the Northwoods. I'm in Rhinelander all the time. Love it. And if you look at that New York Times map of elections and who's voting for what, if you zoom in on Wausau, you're going to see a little blueberry, right? Like, that's us. If you zoom in on Rhinelander, you're even going to see a little blueberry there. You're going to see it. So Joe Biden got more votes by percentage than I did. So I think that's telling you what people are looking for here. They're looking for policies that address, you know, their needs as citizens.
Katie, I want to get your sense of the Senate Republicans in the state of Wisconsin today voted to fire the Megan Wolf, the administrator of the WEC. And they're saying, well, you know, people have so many concerns about our elections in the state. You ran. You won. What was your experience with election administration here in the state of Wisconsin?
I have never interacted with a clerk here or elections officials in Madison that I didn't feel like took their job very seriously. So I would be shocked if Megan Wolf was one of those people that were wild and crazy about, you know, the rules. There's no way. These people are in those jobs because they care a lot about following those rules, making sure it's everyone's vote is counted, even if you don't agree with them. Obviously, you want it to be done right. So I don't agree with it, but what are you going to do? I mean, they also created the system that they're now mad about. So I don't know what to say.
After they took apart this last system
the GAB,
they created.
Right? The Government Accountability Board and all of that. Yeah. So it's interesting to me that when you build something and then you don't like what happens to it, then you destroy it again. I don't know. I mean, I'm into science. We can repeat and do all these things, but what's the right thing to do?
Well, Katie, when Speaker Robin Voss made the first threat to impeach a Supreme Court justice, he came to local right-wing talk radio here in Wausau.
Cool.
And there is a dominating right-wing powerhouse that's in this town that covers a lot of the Northwoods. And they got the sports contracts, and they are influential. We always knew they were. Why do you think they come running up here? Why do you think Robin Voss comes up here to make news?
I mean, if you look, like, just look at how we're built, right? Our congressional district stretched over a gazillion counties, and same thing with our media market, right? Like, you got two TV stations in Wausau and one in Rhinelander. We are stretched out, so why wouldn't you come up here and reach the largest swath of land that you could? Now, if people are listening to it, cool and great, right? But I don't know.
Katie Rosenberg, she is the mayor of Wausau and the queen of the north. Welcome to Bull Falls Radio. Katie, you got a little bit of time. You want to stick around and talk some more politics?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the hard stuff next.
Well, we'll send Dom to the liquor store.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and low 70s for tomorrow and around 70 Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, more sun. Little heat kicks in on Tuesday with sunshine. We're into the low 80s. Chance of rain for Tuesday night and Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, you can go to civicmedia.us, click on the Shows tab, and the Devil's Advocates find podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, we are on the Fall in Love Tour 2023. We're in Wausau, Wisconsin. We're at the Bull Falls Radio. I guess we're in the studios in the facility here, and we got the mayor. She's the queen of the north. She's the mayor of Wausau.
I'm going to change my LinkedIn.
Katie Rosenberg. I would do so.
Totally.
Now, as we snuck to break, and some weren't privy to this conversation, but I'm going to ask you to repeat yourself, Mayor.
Oh, no.
The tattoo. What are you
the
showing?
The kohlrabi?
What?
Doesn't everybody have a kohlrabi tattoo? Don't you celebrate your favorite vegetables?
Kirby loves broccoli.
If I had one, I would celebrate it, perhaps.
Okay, so this is actually really fun. I had to do some heavy-duty research. I talked to a vegetable sociologist. That is a job that exists for somebody, amazingly. And
the vegetable sociologist.
Yeah, yeah.
How they interact with other vegetables.
You should really... This should be a whole series.
Dom,
for you.
You missed your mark.
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah. So I actually proclaimed last year that Wausau is the kohlrabi capital of North America because we eat so much kohlrabi.
And that looks like romaine lettuce or something.
It's more solid, but yeah, you're probably thinking of the leaves that are sticking out, right? Yeah, so it's like a solid, tastes a lot like broccoli to me.
Arugula?
No. See, you're thinking leaves. This is definitely more of a solid, I want to call it a root, but it kind of grows above a little bit, so...
You said it tastes like broccoli.
It tastes like broccoli. So
yeah. You're losing me, man.
Oh, man. So the thing is,
and George W. Bush never cared much for broccoli.
Oh, I'm sorry for you. But we have so much German population here, so it's already kind of embedded in that German heritage. But we also have a big Southeast Asian population. 12% of our population here in Wausau, they're monk people. And so I've heard that they use it in slaws in place of green papaya. It's more readily available. So, yes, we are the kohlrabi capital of North America. You can celebrate with us every July.
Because it's grown here?
Because we just eat the most.
Because you consume the most.
Yeah, our farmers market, we got it all. So...
Where's the farmer's market? We're down here downtown.
Yep, just a couple blocks that way, right by the river.
Right by the river. It's beautiful here in downtown Wausau. And we talked about the development coming. 20-year forecast, vision for this city. What comes next? Other than this construction over here and a new children's museum and a widening of the road in the downtown.
And getting rid of some of these one-ways.
Well, you know, I kind of like the fact that we're at the mouth point of all the funnels. We're like at the delta of the Mississippi River here. But what's the vision? Where's the next 20 years going to take this city
at least if you have your way, Mayor.
Oh, my gosh. So right now we're talking a lot about housing and what that looks like. We talk about workforce housing. We talk about, you know, housing for people that want to move out of their houses and maybe retire and have someone else take care of their snow, things like that. So housing is definitely our next 5 year. Like, we got to crack at it. So we need 525 apartment units and by the time we reach 2025. So that's going to be an aggressive.
Pretty quick, sister.
Yes. Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's been a challenge. I know you were talking about it with some of our earlier guests, but yeah, it's a challenge. So that's what we're going to be working on. The other projects, water, that is my like signature issue. If you haven't heard, we found PFAS in every one of our walls. So we have a new drinking water facility. And by the middle of next year, we will have our granular activated carbon set up, filtering all the PFAS out. But it's taking time and a lot of money. And, you know, we're also trying to replace every single one of our lead service lines. So that's an $80 million project we're trying to get done in 5 years.
That's a lot of money.
People's money, yeah, right? We want bipartisan infrastructure, Inflation Reduction Act. I want the DNR. I want foundations. So
how about broadband investment here in Marathon County and in Wausau?
Yeah, so largely Wausau's covered. Now, I would say when it comes to accessibility of broadband, the cost is prohibitive to some of our folks who live here. It's expensive. And so that's kind of the focus I've taken is like, how do we make it accessible to people? The county has really taken the lead. They had a broadband task force. If you haven't been told that you need to talk to John Robinson, who's been on the county board since forever, you probably should. He'll tell you all about it. He has a white paper on it. I see you taking a note there. So yeah, it's an issue in outer parts of the county, but the affordability thing.
How about the issue of shared revenue, money going to the state, coming from the state? How's it been for the city of Wausau?
Okay, so as you know, the governor signed the shared revenue bill here in Wausau, right at our fire station, too. It was wonderful. It was celebratory. At the end of the day, I think we're getting $1.1 million in extra revenue, which is amazing. We love it. And then, of course, our health insurance costs are going up 18-20%. So, you know, we know where that's going.
Right.
$1.1 million. It is a lot of money for a private citizen, but for a municipality, that's really a relatively insignificant increase.
Yeah, in the context of our budget, it's maybe $130 million. So, you know, it's big, it's good, it's awesome. Love it. I'm never going to complain about
less
the state giving
1%,
us more.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're live on the road, Bow Falls Radio, Wausau, Wisconsin. We've got the Queen of the North, as I've heard her described. She is Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau. So, Katie, you want to be a Paul Soglin sort? You want to be mayor for your life?
No.
No.
When you ask me if I want to be, no.
Maybe Paul Soglin. I like Paul Soglin. We love Mayor McGrumpy Pants. He was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Still is, I would hope. But
no, I'm not a lifer. I promise you that. Like, I don't
want
to. How
about other political ambitions? That's where I'm really angling.
Oh, that's where you're angling? I don't know about that. You know, I'm not sure about that one. I get asked a lot. And
very coy. Very political answer.
Is it? No, I guess, like, and I don't even mean to be. I'm more like, I would like to see what life has in store for me. And, like, maybe I would like to be responsible to, like, a couple of people who are my bosses instead of, I don't know, 40,000 or 7 million or whatever that is, right? Like, that's what I'm really thinking about. Like, where can I make the most difference? So.
And what do you think, you know, when people listen, and of course, we as discussed, you know, civility and politics over the course of the last 10 years kind of changed a little bit. How do you think people can get involved and make a little difference in their own way without, you know, necessarily running for mayor?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of opportunities.
Because you don't want them running for mayor, right?
Hey, you know what? Everyone should run for mayor if that's what they want to do, right? Go ahead. Let's go. Let's talk about the ideas. So I would say this. I have a ton of opportunities for folks who are like, I would like to serve on a commission, and I don't want to run for elected office. Well, I appoint people. Every meeting I appoint people to a commission. So we've got diversity commission, we've got sustainability, we've got a CDBG where we hand out millions of dollars to local organizations who have really good ideas. So talk to me, let me know. I want to appoint you to a commission.
Katie, last 60 seconds here. My understanding you're part of a some sort of meeting next week with regards to race relations, something along those lines on Monday. What is that, and tell us what you're trying to accomplish.
Right. So we actually teamed up with the Attorney General, Josh Call, and the Anti-Defamation League and some other organizations. Channel 7, our friend, is going to be the moderator. So we are going to be talking about hate speech and what is constitutionally protected, because we've had a couple incidents recently where people are very disturbed by the things they're hearing people say. So we wanted to talk through what that looks like. Can we silence them? And the answer is going to be disappointing, because, like, as government, I can't tell you to shut up.
Right.
But you, as a fellow person in this world, you can tell people to shut up. How about that?
Dom often does.
Peer pressure, Katie.
Katie Rosenberg. She is the mayor of Wausau, Wisconsin. Beautiful city that it is. The queen of the north. Katie, can't wait to get back. If you're not busy later, mayor, we're probably going to have some cold ones somewhere here in downtown.
Well, I got some suggestions.
All right, we'll hear them.
We'll come back. We've got a fine guest. He is Kyle Kilborn. He is a candidate for Congress from the 7th CD. That's the north. We're in the north. Come back with us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Yes.